From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. As the U.S. announced Monday it would move its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem by the end of 2019, the European Union voiced support for its long-held position of a two-state solution with East Jerusalem as the future capital of a Palestinian state. Speaking Monday to the Israeli parliament, Vice President Mike Pence underscored President Donald Trump's decision last month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
In the weeks ahead, our administration will advance its plan to open the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. And that United States Embassy will open before the end of next year.
He said the U.S. would support a two-state solution if both sides supported it. Brussels, EU Foreign Minister Chief Federica Mogherini assured Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas of European support for a two-state solution.
I want to first of all reassure President Abbas and his delegation of the firm commitment of the European Union to the two-state solution with Jerusalem as shared capital of the two states.
Mr. Abbas urged the EU to swiftly recognize the state of Palestine. George Weah was sworn in Monday as Liberia's new president, replacing the term-limited Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in the West African country's first peaceful democratic transfer of power since 1944. The former football star-turned-politician vowed to crack down on corruption.
It is my belief that the most effective way to directly impact the poor and to narrow the gap between the rich and poor is to ensure that public resources do not end up in the pocket of government officials.
The 51-year-old Weah won the presidency in a landslide runoff last month. This is VOA News.